Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. Your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? What's that? No, I don't have Peacock streaming service. I can't have them all, okay? No, I don't. I don't think you're listening. What the hell did you just say? Oh, okay. Well, you wait till your father comes home. Psych! He ain't never coming home. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular say howdy to Chris Alvarado. Dr. Stranger Things. Tell of your latest plan for people and peace of mind.
Tell of my latest plan for people and peace of mind?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
But my latest plan for people, my immediate association with that was like connection. So maybe a physical connection. So my immediate plan is hug. I was just talking about the tool. I like to hug a tool. So, and then for peace of mind, I immediately associate that with like meditation. And I just, you know, we all dabble with it and then we leave it and some don't leave it and they benefit from it. And I need to get back into that. You know what I'm saying? So
I do.
Hugging and meditation. And I invite Caroline Cotter to join me in either of those, meditating with me or hugging with me.
I don't need it.
So thank you so much for asking. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you for your time. Why, there's James Heaney, long, tall, silly. Have you fired a weapon of any kind?
I've fired a slingshot. I think that's it. That's the only one, yeah.
So not a bow and arrow.
I remember as a child, I held a bow and arrow, but it was a compound. I couldn't pull the string. It was a compound bow and arrow. I think it's compound.
Compound.
I was too young. I didn't have the strength to pull the string.
I don't think it's a string, but let's move forward. And now, someone who has used a bow and arrow successfully, it's a tool sing with the weather. A tool?
It is going to be warm. Warm. When I say warm, I mean hot. And when I say hot, I mean it is going to burn up. All right, people. Keep your ACs on if you have them. If you don't, open up the windows and try to stay cool. If you can't, get in your car, get in there, and just stay in there all day. It's totally fine. Surgeon General doesn't say anything about it. All right, back to you.
Thanks, Atul. Hey, it's Caroline Connor. Caro O'Shea, favorite prank from high school?
You know this is good. You know she got like 15 she had to choose from.
I don't have any good ones. I think one time one time before my time, somebody let a pig in. And that I liked. And then I think the one that they did my year was people just took a dump on the front lawn.
Someone let a pig into the campus or into a classroom?
Into like the hallway.
I like that you said, and that I liked.
Yeah. I can't concentrate. Joey is like he looks like a big, shiny, talking poop right now. It's making me laugh.
There's a little shine.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And last, but he will come to your home in the wee hours. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Fanny pack lover, the only thing you simply cannot wait to wear in out of COVID.
Out of COVID?
Coming out of COVID.
Oh. If I could use any piece of COVID to wear, I would. The one thing I want to wear, I'm super stoked on. Uh-huh. That's a great question.
Yes, it is.
I guess it would probably.
Hold on. We got to tell. Listen, if you are an alchemaniac and an alchemy, what is it, James? Who gets to watch this?
If you're a Patreon VIP member, you can see what's going on. I don't think anybody would appreciate it. Honestly.
Oh, I love
it. It's distracting when thespians are trying to do some art.
Thank you, James.
Joey just disappeared. I mean, like, this is not... Like, I'm trying to be in an artist's mode. And
something
he's
happened
bringing...
to Bruce Willis.
Oh, they get the bald so good on this one.
This is not fair for people who are just listening. You need to understand. Joey is going through all these crazy filters that is changing the way he looks, the shape of his head. Right now, he's a bald man whose eyes are on fire and the top of his skull is on fire.
Please, shooting flame.
And now he's gone completely.
Not this one.
Now he's anime.
Huh?
Oh, that's the one that destroys me. The dog. He is a puppy.
answer the question.
He's a puppy with Groucho Marx eyebrows.
I guess what I think what I want to wear.
No, we don't care. We've wasted too much time. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. Please continue to write to us. I love reading your emails. We've got that fairly new email, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Or become a patron supporter of the show. We love you folks a whole bunch. If you'd like to join the patron supporters, it's patreon.com/alchemythis. Scene number one comes from some VIP Patreon member Steve, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, thank you all for many hours of delight and distraction. My Patreon membership is worth every penny. Here is a scene suggestion. The video game green room, where all the video game characters get ready to go out and perform in your favorite games. Cheers, Steve from Pacifica." Hey, is anyone...
You got to check this out. You got to check this game out.
Popcorn machine is going to work.
I think it should. It should. Like, my dad got this whole game room, so it's like pretty legit. Oh, everything's pretty like set up here for it. So,
right.
Yeah, yeah. So we could play any game. I got like 60 different systems. I got some systems that are like not even on the market yet. There's just so.
Is the my yogurt dad. Machine gonna work at some point?
Yeah, it should. Everything. I just turned everything on. So,
hey, Paul, Paul, is it true that you're so rich that there's a room in your house where all the video game characters are waiting until we tell them to go
play?
That's
bullshit. That's not even possible.
No, I'm sorry. That's what I heard. Sorry, dude. I don't... No disrespect.
You know what I heard? I heard your dad has a different apartment.
Jeez. Ooh, my dad is not cheating on my mom. All right?
I didn't say that, dude. I just said...
Yeah, that's what you're implying, okay? And I know there's a rumor going around school, and he's not.
But what about the room of the...
Yeah. Can you tell us about the room with the...
I don't know. I mean...
If you want to make your son very happy, then you should get him this ancient video game system. All right? Please, feel free to purchase this. It is not available at any other store.
I want to make my son happy. You just came up to me, started trying to sell me this ancient video game system.
It's video game system from a long time ago.
Is this like an... Are you like, is this like a performance thing?
No. Is this like no. Follow me back to my store. Follow me back to my store.
I'm a businessman.
I can tell by that nice suit. Thank you. And you've got a really nice watch on.
Thank you both.
Please follow me. Follow me to my store. I've got many things to... It's right inside here. Let me unlock this door.
Okay.
Sorry. Let me turn
the
lights on.
Your hand started to bleed there. Are you okay, buddy?
It's the very sharp keys. Very sharp keys. Okay. Lots of dust around here. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're going to want to cover... Here, cover your mouth when you're in here.
Okay.
So this is the video game system. It is ancient. It has the souls.
So is the hot dog roller going to start rolling?
Yeah, everything is on. It's just going to take a second, okay? Everything has a separate generator.
Right.
Paul, is it true that you know Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, I know Shaq. We're very close family friends. We always vacation in the Caymans together.
Wow. Does your hand really disappear in his hand when you shake hands? I've heard that.
Yeah, it's huge.
So what about this room? Is it true that you have a room where all the video game characters are waiting around until we decide to play them?
Danny, why do you keep asking?
I don't know. I'm dumb. I don't have a great home life.
There are only three rules to this video game system.
Well, hold on. I haven't said I wanted to buy it yet.
Buy it. At this point, you've come in and you've wasted a lot of my time. You need to buy this video game.
I'm sorry. You're telling me I wasted your time? You chased me.
You wasted my time. Okay?
I was going to work. I have a meeting at 9 a.m. with overseas client. And
all right, then we'll make this fast.
Charles, your overseas client is on line two. Line two, Charles.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And can you hang up this time? Because usually you like to stay on.
I've already hung up.
That's not... can't be possible if you're responding to me.
We're hearing all of this on
I'm
the call.
I'm so sorry. This is so unprofessional. No. This is my...
Is that... can you hear me?
So this
I can
is
hear you. I can't understand a damn word that's coming out of your mouth, though.
That's my problem. That's my problem.
That's not very professional.
But I wanted to say thank you for taking this call.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's the thing. My company buys wires that get the internet from the United States to across the ocean. So so I just want to know if you're and you know you're big.
Mr. Leclerc, you sound a little distracted. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. How did you know that? No one's ever noticed anything about me. I was distracted. I'm thinking about my son, about an ancient video game system. But that has nothing to do with this. Would you like to be in business with me? We're going to get some wires.
Well, here in Germany, one of the things that we have... What?
Germany. So you must have moved there recently, huh?
I've never left my home country. Born and raised in Germany.
What town?
Paul, is it true that you've tasted a diamond before?
Yeah. It's like really easy to digest.
Dang.
Hey, Paul.
Just like run right through.
Is it regarding that room? Well, not regarding that room, but like, is it true that you have to go spend like a week with your dad and then you spend a week with
your mom? Oh my God. My dad and my mom are fine. They're not going to get a divorce.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Can we see the room now?
The one thing though that I heard was sad, but it's probably not true, but I heard it's sad, but it's probably not true, is that the room with the video game people are actually just employees that your father hired from all different nationalities and countries from around the world. And they live here and you make them.
Grant, do you want to see this room?
Yeah, dude.
You know my name?
Yeah, I know your name.
Dude.
Hey, welcome by the store. Do you guys just sell batteries? I'm looking for like these.
D batteries? Come inside. Come inside. I have these batteries. I got these batteries. I got these batteries. Come inside. Close the door behind you.
Sorry, okay. It closes as well.
What kind of machine do you need to run with these batteries?
I got an automatic trash can and it needs batteries. So I'm going to go to the CVS.
No. I've got just the battery.
Now, listen, I understand you're a businessman. Okay. It's very obvious.
Thank you.
I'm with the FBI. This is just a quick, won't take too much of your time. I know for you, time is money. Is that right?
Thank you. Yeah, you must have seen my poster on my back wall. Time is money and live, laugh, love next to each other.
Yes. So just a weird question here. Now, it seems that in some of the cargo shipments that contain your wires, it seems that individuals have been brought over here where you have been.
Of course, I think it's normal to have individuals who are working in the cargo ships to make sure the wires don't get tangled.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. And then one last question. So they're from all around the world. Is that correct?
Yes.
You are so generous.
Why?
I mean, to hire people from all over the world.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really do it on purpose. I got them from whoever's cheapest. You know what I mean? Business. Pens, watches.
Well, that's all the questions I had.
Agent Johnson, I'm with the ICE. You're stepping on our toes.
Just give me one second here.
No. You're going to finish that?
So, yeah, it's foot long. Thank you.
Wow.
Cold cut combo
or trio? Do you know? Even go to restaurants?
Give me one sec. What's up? Damn, dude. I'll call you back. I'll call you back, Sam. How can I help you? I'm FBI.
Yeah, I'm ICE, and you're on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got to wait until they call me back for the order. I can't order.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. My boss just is. He told me he's going to call me back. I don't know if it's a trio or a combo, so I'm just going to wait. You can put my sandwiches to the side, and I'll just wait. It's just easier if I just wait. So it's
how long
he
is
has
it
to call
be?
Me back.
I don't,
how long he has is to
it
call me
be?
Back?
Okay, so you're with ICE, and what's the issue here?
Your concern should be American citizens, not worrying about who's coming on ships across, all right? That's us. I don't go and investigate.
Oh, I am. I'm worried about American citizens.
No, when you're worried about people coming into this country, that's me.
Look, if you're referring to a meeting I had with one businessman.
You got to listen to this. I'm listening to ICE and FBI talk right now.
Man, check this, then you, then then what you what
Which
you
know CIA is nuts. We get to do all this crazy shit.
You know,
who's the American one that's upset?
Huh?
Which one is aggressively upset?
Which is I think they're both upset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In your face.
But you got to hear what they're ordering. That's why I brought you over here.
Okay.
It's insane. The order is nuts.
I
want to
hear that.
Okay. Look, the meeting's going to take a while. So if you're ordering a sandwich, why don't you order me one and then we can both eat and discuss?
Okay. I got a guy. Give me one sec.
Yeah.
Sammy there?
You got this guy, Sam, is so weird.
Put it on speaker.
Hello?
Sam.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. They had to toss out the sandwiches. I had to get back in line.
Toss them out?
Yeah, there was just a big rush. It was a lunch rush. I tried to get here early, but...
All right, listen. All right, no problem. All right, so now I got two orders for you, okay?
Okay, two different orders?
Two different orders.
Okay, yeah, okay.
All right, so I'm going to go with the cold cut combo.
Cold cut combo?
Yes, and this ice agent, what are you going to have, bud?
I'm going to have a foot long on the honey
wheat. Honey wheat,
foot long honey
meatball,
wheat.
No
what bread? What bread and size for the cold cut combo?
It's my turn right now. Why don't you take my full order?
I'm next to go into the video game, but I don't know the first thing about Kung Fu. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do in there.
Well, you know, we don't actually go into the video games. We can't. It's impossible. We're humans. We have been. Illegally trafficked here, and he's forcing us into these rooms. This is not right.
Yeah,
this is
illegal. Well, you haven't been here as long as I have. I'm next up in line. I've watched person after person after person go through that door.
Stop crying. Get a hold of yourself. If you start to cry, I'm going to lose it. Stop. Stop.
They put me inside a gorilla carcass. I think I'm supposed to be Donkey Kong or something.
Not a scene one. That is scene one. I think I'm Donkey Kong or something. Scene two comes from Andrew Davis, who wrote Alchemist. Scene suggestion. Noisy neighbors. A secret club. Lawn care. Thanks for all the laughs. Remember, recycling goes out every other Thursday. Bins sitting by the curb on Friday. Just lets everyone know you are lazy. Thank you, Andrew Davis.
Well, yeah,
Grant.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell him. Grant, get out there and clean the goddamn lawn.
Yeah, this time.
Grant, are you listening to me?
Hey, I'm talking to him too. Use the edge.
I'm talking to him. Grant, go out there and clean the damn lawn. You're not going to go to your buddy's house to play with this goddamn.
Listen, I don't want to have to spend all my days cleaning the lawn. Like, the youth is wasted on the young, people say. I want to go out and have fun with my friends, and you guys boss me around all the time.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
Well, it's no you're upsetting me. You know, Tim's parents, they do their own lawn. The dad cuts.
Tim's parents are made of goddamn money.
All right. We work. We work for a living, all right? Next time you're going to line up the lawn, use an edger. Don't use the weed whacker, all right? I don't want you cutting corners on this.
I'm a kid. I shouldn't have to do weed whacking and edges. Like, my chores should be things like do the dishes. Like, I could get really hurt in a lawnmower.
You're 15 years old.
I could get real hurt. Do you want
Hello,
me to
Hello, neighbors. Hello. I see you're scolding your kid again. Thank you for the entertainment.
No. Good to see you, Mr. Witt.
Yeah. Just walking the poodles again.
Mr. Witt. Listen.
If you would get done mowing your own lawn, would you mind maybe mowing ours too?
Yeah,
Dad. It pays $13.
That's a good wage. It's a little spending.
I mean, it's going to take 2 hours. It's like $6 an hour.
Oh, he's good at math too. Look at that.
His PSATs wouldn't say that, but yeah.
I meant $13 an hour, little one.
Oh.
Can you figure that out if it takes 3 hours?
I could make that last. I could easily make $39 out of that.
Oh, my.
We're going to have to get tutoring.
Hey, I know you seem kind of like you're busy, Grant. I just, you know, my family lives around the corner. I saw you're outside, so I just thought I'd come say hi. How are you?
I'm good.
We'll leave you alone, Grant.
No. Thank you. Oh, no, you don't have to. You look so cute and all your, like, lawn mowing stuff.
Well, it's kind of a side job I do.
Oh, that's so cool. Anyway, I just wanted to come over here to tell you about a party I'm having tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight.
But tonight's only in a few hours.
That's right. Yeah, it's in a few hours. So I'm really excited about it. It's for my birthday. I'm turning 16. Kind of
is
crazy.
Is there any way you could make it tomorrow?
No, it has to be tonight. It's my birthday today, but I just wanted to tell you about it. It's not an invitation or anything. I'm just telling you. And also, my parents wanted to see if you could come mow our lawn tomorrow morning. Yeah.
But I, $13 an hour?
It's actually, they can only do $12.95.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So anyway, if you hear like loud noises or whatever, it's okay. It's a huge party that's going on.
Oh, are you, what time is it going to go till? Because I'm pretty sure if it's, I
when
could probably
done?
Be done probably around 10.
That's when 10, it's going to end. It ends at 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I do balloons. I do balloon art and I do make animals, all that stuff. So just put me in a corner and I will do my thing at your party.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I just need a soda or something, like a diet soda. Maybe you have a RC Cola.
Sure. Like that. Yeah, we have a fridge full of RC. Just so you know, like, I think there's maybe some miscommunication with my parents and stuff, because this is kind of more of like a makeout party.
I can make out anything. I can make out a dog. I can make out a cat. I can make out a donkey. I can make out a rabbit. I can make out a banana.
No, it's more like mouth to mouth. Like, imagine those animals you just listed, but like with each other mouthing off.
Ah.
So you can still be here. I think people, my friends are kind of quirky. They're kind of fun. They'll probably love balloons and stuff. But just so you know, it's going to be a lot of horny teens getting kind of hot and heavy just above the waist.
Totally fine.
Sweetheart. Happy birthday.
Thanks, happy birthday. Dad. Love you.
Love you. I just wanted to go over some of the details for your party tonight. Mm-hmm. Did we lock in Grant?
The balloon guy?
No.
Or the guy? Yeah. He's going to be here tomorrow morning. So mow the lawn.
Okay. Great.
But just to be clear, the balloon guy's name is first or last name is also Grant, right? So you see the confusion?
I didn't know. Okay, so, and then also, what activities will be going
on? Mostly making out, but I told everyone they could only do above the waist stuff.
Good.
And I was wondering if you've, like, heard from Mom, or if she's going to come home anytime, or we're going to go another, like...
I think we're going to go another.
Another 16 years.
Can I just have another shot, please? It's my daughter's birthday today.
Oh. What, what's your birthday?
Mike, I don't even know.
That's impressive.
I don't even know.
And how many kids?
I think the one.
Right.
I think it's been so long.
Do you need me to call some?
No, just.
Do you have children and dogs? Or?
Yeah, I picked this dog up a couple months ago and I've been raising it like my daughter, but.
How do you raise a dog like a daughter?
You talk to it honestly.
Is that your phone?
Oh my god, it is.
Yeah, you can change that ringer, by the way.
Well, it's a Motorola, I can't. Hello?
Hello? Sally?
Groman?
It's Groman.
Groman, what do you...
I know.
How did you...
I know.
Where did...
I understand.
Why is it...
But I had to. She's 16, Sally.
Oh, my God.
Now, she's going to have a makeup party. Waist up. Waist up tonight.
Wow.
Remember those?
Yeah. I do.
You were at a lot of them. She's 16, Sally. She's 16.
I don't have any time minutes, so.
Okay, I'm just going to say a few numbers and a street name, and if you want to log them into some kind of mapping system and make your way over. I'm sure she'd love to see you, and I know I would too.
Hey, we all got to use the payphone, man. So just can you hurry up?
No. All right. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
My memory is like a vault trap. I never forget anything.
Always was. Well, you forgot your daughter's birthday, I think. Or you forgot how old she was.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's on a payphone.
Right. Here we go. 1020.
Everybody getting this?
What?
Fillmore Court.
He's giving an address for a party, I think.
So you haven't moved?
Oh, nice.
You just same.
So, yeah, it's home. Home. So
anyone got a pen and paper?
That's 1020.
1020.
Yeah, I'm Fillmore asking for court. A pen and paper, 1040, not the address.
Tillmore Point.
Pen point. And paper.
She's 16.
Put it in your phone, Jagoff.
I know. I'm in line for a fucking payphone. You think I have a phone?
Oh, look, it's Grant. Hey, Grant. You're looking for a new lawnmower? Looking at the lawn care?
I can't
supplies?
Do lawnmowers. I can only do. I'm sorry. Are you? I'm the balloon artist, Mr. Grant. Oh. Are you talking to this young man right here?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit early because I figured maybe I could. I'm taking a quick break from my lawn mowing duties, and I thought maybe I'd come to the party. I know it goes till 10:30.
It's been some. It's been a misunderstanding. Now I know I. How do we put this? You're a clown, man. I'm not good at character work, as it were, Grant, but I own this lawnmower shop.
Are you
I know
talking to me, Grant? Or, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
No, I'm not a clown, man.
For the
man,
record,
sir.
I'm about to probably lose. I have to go pretty soon because I'm about to lose some daylight.
I think you're okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk to you. Came over
clown
here,
man.
Young
man. Clown man. Yeah, clown man. What can I do for you?
It's Mr. Grant. I'm not wearing any makeup. It's just the way I look. Please.
You wear makeup?
No, I'm saying I don't wear makeup. Wait, why are you laughing? Now this kid is laughing at me too. All right, listen. This is a profession. I make balloon.
Show us your balloons.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to ignore that kid on a bike.
It's a parrot. No, it's a parrot.
It's a parrot? It sounds like a kid.
On a bike, right? On a bike. Yeah.
You see, so you have animal. Okay, I can make a parrot if that's. Yeah, I'll make that. There you go.
Make this.
Okay.
Can you make a parrot penis?
A parrot penis? Sure. I mean, this is the kind of art you want.
Hey, Hugh, I know this is your shop. I'm managing. I'm doing my part. We've discussed that. That balloon art guy drove out a lot of customers,
right?
I don't know what else to say, but you can't have that stuff. Just should stay at home or on the phone.
Where's this coming from, Scott?
It's coming from what I'm watching on the. I'm just trying to look out for the business. That's it.
Right.
I'm just looking out for the business.
Okay, well, that's a little presumptuous of a suggestion that no one else but you is looking out for the business.
Well, because I feel like I'm the only one who's going to say something to you. I don't think anyone else wants to get in trouble or feels like...
I mean, I would like to say something since I was here, right?
Yeah.
I thought I ran this shop, but I guess you do. Okay. All right. So let's we've got a lot to unpack here. Couple grants, listen, tonight is that young...
You're both named Hugh.
Tonight
that's where I was confused.
Is that young lady's birthday party. And frankly, I think we should shut the shop down, shut down most of the shops on Main Street.
Is she not your daughter?
No, we just see, we look alike.
What?
Yeah.
Dad, I was hiding in the closet of your warehouse.
I got to stop you right there. No, Dad, I'm actually not your dad.
That is scene two. That is scene two.
Oh, the wonderful confusion.
Scene three comes with some patron alchemaniac David Roger, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. I had another fever dream or scene suggestion, as it were. Law and Order, 100-acre woods. In parentheses, Winnie the Pooh. David Roger. Hey, are you my new partner?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's cool. You gonna wear a vest today?
Yeah, just so you know, I've seen some shit.
Yeah, that's
what every partner I've ever had has died on the job.
But not from your hand.
No, what do you think I am? Some kind of murderer?
Just checking.
I'm a cop.
Right, murder hunter.
Detectives Ketchup and Gumsicle, come in my office.
Sup, Sarge?
You got a case for both of you. You just spit in my office?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir.
Clean that up.
Yep. I did it too.
Don't just say you're sorry, all right? I don't give a shit that our precinct's in the woods. All
right? Right.
We're going to treat this. Look, we're in the big cities of...
I just think it might be helpful to put some walls and a ceiling up if you want us to respect your
space. You want us to chop the woods down? Huh? The thing that we're supposed to serve and protect, the wood?
Getting back to the case, Sarge?
Yeah, it looks like there's some illegal log oh, my chest. Some illegal logging going on somewhere down by the
logs.
Creaky. And what does that have to do with us? We investigate murderers. We investigate rapists. We investigate...
criminal intent.
Criminal intent. Thank you.
Well, I'm changing what you investigate. All right? Boy. Oh, Gumsicle, Ketchup.
Sergeant Mustos in my office.
Yes, sir.
You can't change the directive of the police department, all right?
I understand, sir. I just thought, based on what we had discussed...
I know. What you love is nature. But you can't just change things to your liking.
And let this corrupt system eat us alive? Chief, we have an opportunity to make a difference. Why don't we? Oh, we made the difference.
Yeah, you're doing it for me.
Okay, so we're on this stupid logging beat. This is the first place that we have on our sheet to check out. Some sick fuck lives here. Hey, sir. Can you help me out here, please? You're my partner, Gumsicle. Fuck.
He lost another one, it looks like. I know who you are.
He's here. He's just not mentally present.
Dead.
Gumsicle.
He's dead.
He's not dead.
Ketchup, I know who you are. He's dead. Just like all your other partners. Not by your hand, right? Oh, I've heard it. What do you want from me?
I want to know if you got a permit for chopping down those logs.
Yeah, I got a permit. I got a permit from God.
Show it to me then. And it better be glowing if it's from God, because this sounds awfully fake to me.
Really? Let's see if your partner's alive. If he's dead, I don't
Gumsicle.
Show you shit.
Gumsicle. I'm kicking him.
I'm not dead.
Okay, so what's the fucking problem? You got to shit your pants or something, or you sound constipated?
No, it's just a bullet in my thigh that I think came from your gun.
Oh, shoot. Fuck! Forgot to turn the safety on the gun. This is how all of my partners have died before. I haven't killed them. It has been accidents. It has been from my gun, and it has accidentally shot everyone. Please do not die.
Ketchup in my office. Yeah. I'm demoting the Sarge. The Sarge is now going to be your new partner.
No! No!
You think I'm happy about it, Ketchup?
Oh, God, you're here. You're standing behind that tree. I didn't even know he was standing there. Jesus Christ. Can we get some real chairs or a wall?
Chairs are made out of wood.
Not also
Captain,
plastic.
Where do you want these chairs?
Those are plastic. Just anywhere. You just leave them anywhere. So these, you two.
Okay, I'm back. I got a new partner. So let's see that permit, or else these... handcuffs have your name on them, and metaphorically.
What's your partner's name?
Ketchup in my office. Well, we wasn't sure if it was you or not, but we got a new. We think it's just a bad streak, and we think it's over. So we got your new partner here. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
And just to be clear, when you keep giving me these new partners, I understand that Gumsicle was shot in the leg, and the last one, I just didn't remember his name. They're still alive, right? Like, I'm just getting reassigned new partners because I'm...
No, this is why you need to go to the funerals, because then you can see them. They've passed on. You're getting new partners because they're dying.
I died because I didn't remember his name?
No. I'm just saying. He died. He had a stab wound that he died from.
Oh, it was from when my knife fell out of my pocket.
Yeah, so you got to be more careful. You shouldn't, yeah.
Are you sure there's not another person I could be assigned to?
No, Johnson, you're in.
Oh,
This looks like
my name's Piglet Johnson.
Okay, we're back. I'm here with Piglet Johnson. Yeah, the piglet you're thinking of, okay? So let's see some ID. Let's see some logging permits.
Why don't I show you something?
Yeah, is it your ID or your logging permit? I would love to see either of those.
It's a list. A long list of names of people who are dead, Detective Ketchup. Do any of those look familiar to you?
Yeah, it's all my partners' names, and it looks like just some names I don't know, if I'm being honest, or maybe it's just they're spelling it a different way, and you know when you kind of read something, it's different than how it's said out loud, so if that for me is
34 deaths confirmed.
Can I see that list? Can sure. I? Can may you, I take a quick gander at
can
the
you
list?
Read? Can you read?
Take a look.
No, but I can count. I just want to see how far that list goes down.
Okay. 34.
36, I thought it was.
It's one of the two. All I'm saying is, Piglet, are you feeling safe? You feeling safe?
No, not at all, but I wasn't given another option for a partner.
No, hold on, Ketchup, hold on before you act crazy. Hear me out. What if we become partners?
You just chopped the head off of that pig!
Wait, it was a pig?
It's a piglet. What did you think it was?
I thought it was a guy with the name Piglet.
Agent.
Thank you, Detective, for coming to the funeral. Piglet had a huge litter of little piggies. Little tiny little pigs.
That is so messed up. And just to
Piggly Wigglies.
A funeral is when someone is dead, right? That's why I have to come here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm so sorry. If you want me to like describe, I don't know, give you closure. Do you want me to describe in detail?
I don't know. We don't want the description. Don't do that.
Sure. She's showing pictures now. No.
Why? I mean, it's also, I got an iPhone 12, and the clarity on here is kind of incredible.
It's a video in 4K.
Yeah, this one's slow mo too of when the.
Now I need this housing district built by tonight. Do you understand? I got a lot of money I owe the Germans, so I got to make sure this gets done right. Capiche?
You hire the right guys. You hire the right guys.
Because it seems like you're chopping one tree and it ain't falling.
It's a huge tree. Plus, I got an inside connection with the cops.
Ring.
Give me 1 second. Yeah.
Just so you know, we have your phone number. We are all here in Germany. We're going to kill you if you don't build this thing. Your boss is telling you now. Good luck. A pizza. More pasta. Meatball.
Okay. I understand. You mean business.
Who was that?
One of your guys.
They didn't want to loop me in, or what is this?
You want to call him back on my phone? I don't know. It was just another threat.
No, if it was just an anonymous threat from one of my people, then you know what? The machine is working.
It felt a little specific. Maybe like information was there that you might not know. But hey, like I was saying, it's a huge tree. So you better believe I'm going to get this whole housing project set up tonight.
You think they're hiding info from me?
It just feels like maybe they're not sharing everything.
Because I'm the boss. I run it. I run this.
Oh, I get that. I can see that. I mean, that's why you're here. Yeah. A boss doesn't sit in an office somewhere drinking sparkling water and making phone calls. A boss gets on the floor.
That's what a phone person does. You know what I mean?
Hey, you want to meet a cop?
No.
You want to meet one?
You're talking about no. You weren't a Wyatt?
No, I'm saying you want to meet a detective.
Why would I want a cop?
I don't know what you like and don't like. I'm getting to know you.
So you're telling me you hang out with cops? What is this?
Okay, so you don't. Okay, hey, write this down. He doesn't want to hang out with a detective. Okay, great.
What are you doing? Are they wiring this? What are you talking? Shut the hell up.
Should I be writing everything down?
He's just an intern.
I don't know. I'm trying to keep up.
All right. Everything's good. Now,
it better be. This housing development better be done by tonight.
What part of Germany are you from again?
The dead center.
The dead center of Germany?
Yeah. Hamburg, Berlin area, you know?
If you'll excuse me.
She's still working on that tree. Jesus Christ. Hey, where did we park the car? I mean, I don't even know. Okay, the guys I came with, they left apparently. All right.
Look, can I be honest with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were talking to the intern.
I thought it was me. I got confused there. And I'm taking notes. Sometimes casual.
Look, you're not the boss.
I know. I'm the intern.
Not you. No, you.
Who are you talking to?
You. The only German in the woods. You're not the boss.
Did someone say they were looking for a German in the woods?
Who the hell is this guy?
That's an actual talking groundhog.
You want to see me do a little dance?
Hell yeah. What the hell is this? We some kind of magical forest land?
Give me a dollar.
If you can't believe that, maybe you'll believe this.
Take some ketchup. Go.
We're coming
in.
What's going on? What the hell's going on?
What the you rat? Not the gopher.
Oh, wait. It's okay. Who was I not supposed to shoot?
I'm not hit.
I'm 100% okay.
I killed the gopher. And I shot you in the leg.
Oh, I'm your partner. This makes sense.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
Holy shit, that gopher's fucked up.
Detective Ketchup.
Oh my God.
Isn't it interesting that I knew all of your partners died and yet I was the one who suggested that we be partners? What does that say about
me?
Brought his own medical setup.
Is there an EKG on him the whole time? What
the? Agent Ketchup, we're firing you. We can't do it.
I can do it. Give me one more chance. What proof do you have that I'm a bad cop? What evidence?
We think it's 34 or 37 deaths, and one of them was a tough.
Now it's up to 40.
Okay, well, then you've just made your own case, all right?
But it's not.
I'm about to order my Subway.
All right, yeah. So that's cool. So you were an agent before. That's nice. So what we do here is we take a look at nails, and then we look at the size of them and we put them in a different bin.
So I'm sorting nails.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you'll have me, I would love to work here. My biggest danger is to other people, but I think that if I don't have a weapon, I can't hurt anyone, and I would love to work here at Nail Factory.
Nail in my eye. I'm gonna nail in my eye.
Oh damn! Yeah, nails are a weapon. Nails are.
Hey Grant, you did a really good job mowing my lawn, and sorry you couldn't make it to the party, but hey, if you maybe want to see my daughter, maybe you can help me build a treehouse. And if you want to help me build a treehouse, maybe you can start by going to the nail shop.
Last time I went to the lawnmower shop, it turned out real weird.
I'm asking you to go to the nail shop.
The nail shop? Okay, all right. I'll go to the nail shop.
You're a good boy.
Just some nails and some wood?
That's it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Hugh again. If you could just do this on your personal time, not at the lawnmower store.
No, understood. Understood. Yeah, it's just that.
Because.
You guys carry John Deere's? John Deere's?
Are you talking to me or him?
Hey, man. One of you is Hugh, right? They told me to come down.
No, this is you. This is you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody to help me pick some nails.
Yeah. Hi. I usually just mostly do the sorting, but I can help you pick.
Okay, good. Standard treehouse. I believe it'll probably be up, well, obviously in a tree.
So what kind of nails do you want?
I thought you were, I'm looking for guidance on it.
You have to know what kind of nail, you have to know what kind of nail you want here. I'm not like an,
nail
I'm not
in my
like
butt. I got a nail in my butt. There's a nail in my butt.
is he going to be okay?
No. I don't know how he's survived this long. He's blind. I've got him in the ears. We both can't hear. Okay, I'll like it. Look through this kind of stack of nails up here, and you can see what you like, and then I'll
Whoa!
Well, are you alive? Okay, problem solved. So you let me know what nail you want out of there. And
I don't think I need any of this. Call 911.
Huh?
Call 911.
Okay.
You got to listen to this 911 call. It is insane.
No, we're not supposed to play him back. No, you're not supposed to play him back.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Look, right, no one's going to track this. Dude, what do you think? You think 911 has the technology? You know the CIA is tapping them?
Hugh, just play it back.
All right.
911, what's your emergency? 911.
Something wrong with the tape.
Oh, there it is. Are you playing the right tape?
No, hold on. Hold on. Let me find it. Hold on a second. Shit. Oh, fuck. I deleted it. Oh, God damn it. I fucking deleted it.
You called me over here, man. I was about to eat my Subway. I got a cold cut trio right now. I'm about to go down my gullet.
Hi, guys. You know, you're supposed to be listening to other people's phone calls to alert us when there's a problem, okay? Mm-hmm. And what you've done is you have accidentally deleted every single 911 phone call that could be used to indict people as evidence to, help.
Sorry.
Do you want to say something to me? Do you have something to say to me? I'm calling you both in my office because you're both in trouble and you want to. What do you want to say to me that's going to help you guys out?
Well, I feel like the system should have a fail-safe that, you know, like, hey, delete all. Do you really want to do this? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a system's fault. It's not your two's fault for listening to them, deleting them.
Whoa. I'm sorry. Did somebody order a construction person? Detective Ketchup. You're just back all of a sudden? You just work here all of a sudden?
Yeah, I got, yes.
You got what? Inspired?
Yeah, I got inspired. Okay.
Passionate about the job to serve people?
Yes.
Welcome back.
That's our show for today. We have a hard out at 105 for the Caroline Connor, as my computer says 104 still. I'm going to say thank you very much, Caroline, for joining us today.
Thank you all. I couldn't have done it without all of you.
It's so true. Yeah. We will not let you forget it. And until next time, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And now I will take my time thanking the rest of you. I'm sorry I had to rush that goodbye with Caroline, but she's still here.
Worth it.
This is awkward.
I'm going to leave when you least expect it, right at 105.
That's fair. Atul Singh.
Hi, thanks for having me. This is always fun.
I just said your name because I didn't want you to shut off your Zencast.
Okay, right. Sorry. Just going to...
But go ahead and say goodbye.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to jump off here. I got a lot of stuff to do, but thanks. Check out Atul Time on any socials.
You got a lot of stuff to do?
I don't. I don't know why I said that.
All right, please stick around for at least Chris Alvarado. Chris?
Yeah, dude, I just hope Atul gets to everything he needs to get to today. I mean, he's a busy dude, that's for sure. I love everybody. Check out my other podcast, The Comedy Fix, where we'll make you question everything you've ever thought you knew about comedy and improvisation.
When is the next time that Son is a Good Boy is going to eat?
This motherfucker, dude. You know what? Don't get me started. You know what? He's going to eat this evening, okay? He's been very picky. He doesn't want his kibble anymore. He wants all the treats. He wants us to cook for him. And you know what? I'm happy to do it. I'm happy because I love him more than I love most anything in this world. So he's gonna get what he wants. He's a good boy. Sonny is a good boy on Instagram. Thank you.
It sounds like he's on to you and is now
fucking got me. He's got me. He knows my number.
Yeah. And Joey, how is your hound?
He's doing great. A little psychotic.
But because he's a puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good.
Absolutely psychotic.
Yep. He's chill.
What is the most psychotic thing he did recently?
Well, he does, like, he'll play bite with you and nip, right? And his teeth are just, like, really sharp right now. Mm-hmm. But the most psychotic thing he did is he took my credit card and he purchased $6,000
right
worth of, like, music.
It's none of our business what he...
This was in-app purchases. Make it easy.
It's just nice. They really do. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you got auto pay on your phone. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's a problem. Good.
It is. James Heaney, thank you for joining us from the Palo Alto Woods. I believe Stanford University is somewhere nearby.
It is.
It's so great to have you home, and I'm going to need to see your face in person soon, please.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
All right, righteous. Let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bean.
Doug Bean.
And on the fine folks at iHeartMedia.
I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you that the folks I gather here for this particular podcast are incredibly talented and give of their time for you. If you want to follow them on the socials and let them know how much you love them, that would make me happy. Please be kind to each other. My goodness gracious, now is the time to care about each other, please. And until next time.
Help me.